The first blast ripped through a bus early Tuesday in a high-security area in Rawalpindi, just outside the busy capital. Major General Wahid Arshad is the Army spokesman.
The bus was with one of the organizations under the Ministry of Defense. Terrorists are terrorists. They can undertake these activities anywhere.
Local officials report the bus was carrying defense personnel, but it is not clear which agency they work for. Rawalpindi is the headquarters for Pakistan's powerful army. A second bomb detonated a few minutes later in a nearby market, killing several other people. Police have cordoned off both areas, and security forces are on heightened alert throughout the garrison city. General Arshad says that so far, no one has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's violence.
We'll have to wait for some investigations to take place before we can be very firm on what are the motives and who are the people behind this.
This is the first attack in or around the capital in several weeks following a period of mounting violence throughout the country. Officials here blame supporters of the Taliban and al-Qaeda extremists for the growing unrest. Suicide attacks and bombings soared after government forces stormed Islamabad's pro-Taliban Red Mosque in July. The raid provoked outrage among religious hardliners, especially in the country's volatile tribal areas along the Afghan border. Violence there has surged in recent weeks despite the deployment of some 100,000 government troops to the border areas. Tuesday's attacks also come just weeks ahead of expected presidential elections. President Pervez Musharraf is seeking another five-year term in office, but opposition parties are gaining ground and Pakistan has been gripped by political uncertainty. Exiled former prime ministers Nawaz Sharif and Benazir Bhutto both say they will soon return to Pakistan to contest the president's military-backed government. Mr. Musharraf and Ms. Bhutto are discussing a possible power-sharing alliance, but talks have stalled in recent days. Government officials insisted the day's attacks would not delay the elections. They also sharply dismissed any suggestion the violence could lead to a declaration of emergency or martial law. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.